KX, get 85WL.
Hey, Leroy, go ahead. KO4HKX here.
All right, just got off on the airport exit, working our way in now. We got traffic lights here in this area, seems to be.
Be careful, come on in, 280, and you'll come down to the Walmart red light there and turn left on the 64.
Copy that, I appreciate it. KO5WL.
SOE.
W4SOE, KO4HKX.
I've got a lady down here that has a Suburban full of baby supplies. She's a little older. She's willing to drive up, but I'm wondering if we could get someone to meet her out at 64 and 26 to help her get in.
I will see what I can do.
Let me know. I'll be standing by.
And she can't get in 64. Leroy just tried.
Oh, 64 is no good. Man, that makes it even worse. If someone with a truck can meet her maybe out on 26 somewhere and grab those supplies from her, and that way she don't have to try to figure it out. She'll be coming solo, and she's a little bit older.
Roger that. Up at the airport exit and 280 is probably going to be, it's going to be the next best bet. 26 to the airport exit on 40.
All right, so do you think someone could meet her there?
Give me a few minutes to find out.
Roger that. Take your time. I'll be standing by W4SOE.
Patrick, depending on her ETA, we might be able to shuttle those back in for her.
Sean, is she on her way already, or she left yet?
No, she's standing by right now. With a plan. I've got those two operators in Anderson coming up, but they're not going to have any room because I already checked with them. Leroy, I'm going to need that any intel on that because they're going to be coming up from Anderson to work radios up there too.
I'm on 288, working my way down to where Patrick is now, and I can get once I get my truck offloaded, I can turn back around and head back up towards the airport and possibly meet her somewhere.
Okay. Is there a gas station at that exit that makes sense? Do you remember?
Gas station, but I don't remember what the name of it was. We just passed it a few minutes ago.
All right. Let me get in contact with her, see if she wants to get in motion, because it's going to take her a while to get up there, I would imagine. Or do you want her to hold off and then stage and be ready to go?
Give her my phone number. We should have cell service up here. And then I'll try to make contact to coordinate that.
KO4HKX.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Best thing to do is meet at the target.
40.
Roger.
Okay. I'll tell her to look for that as a contact point, and I'll get her information to her, Leroy. W4SOE.
HKX. Thanks, fellas.
The target is, it's just north of the airport there. So once I get down to you, you turn back around, we'll start back that way.
Okay, appreciate that, Leroy.
WLL, KI4GOD.
KI4GOD, KA5WLL.
I want to say thank you for the information last night on how to get my repeater set up to do crossband. I figured out what I had wrong. I just had to reverse which frequency was on which channel, and it's been working great, and I've been able to hear everything inside my house on my HD now, so just wanted to say thank you.
Welcome, sir. I'm glad you got it working right. KA5WLL.
For DOD, clear and monitoring.
KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
EZN, go ahead. KC4EZN, KO4HKX. Go ahead, Harry.
HKX, KC4EZN. That's Patrick. Have you got a copy now?
For HKX, Harry, you there?
Yeah. Are you getting me now, Patrick? KC4EZN?
Yes, sir.
Coverage on your repeater.
In and out, right there, Harry.
repeater on 5E. I don't know if you can get into that one or not. Or if you can, let me know.
Can you give me the frequency?
146.910.91.52.
Right quick, stay where you're at. KO4HKX. I cannot hit that repeater.
KX, K85WLF.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Just advise you, the Eagles dip is open. The Eagles is open down here. It is cash only, though, cash only.
Yeah, roger that. The Eagles there on 280.
Roger that.
Yeah, roger that. Thank you, sir. KO4HKX. 4ATP. W4ATP, go ahead.
Just confirming, that single zone, North Carolina 280, correct?
Yes, that's up here in Mills River.
All right, thought I knew where it was, but I wanted to make sure. W4ATP.
Roger that.
4EZN, you got any better copy, Patrick? I'm moving up a seat.
Yeah, I got a good copy on you, Harry.
I went up to that church and I talked to the pastor. He is familiar with your pastor down there, said he coached his son. They recommended that anything you do be run through Georgetown Baptist because that's who they're working with.
Roger that. We're going to take a ham radio operator and set him up over there so we can relay information back over that so we got communication into that area.
Just be aware that into your repeater, you're just going to have to move around. Like I say, I moved about 3 feet. There is a business center down from that particular church called North Louisiana Office Park, and I am sitting in the right turn exit lane. That's where I'm talking from right now. I had pulled in the entrance lane, and you said I was spotty, so I literally moved about 5 feet. Bring a tall antenna and some power.
They're bringing a full setup, even HF, if we need to go that route.
I'm going to get out of this loop, Patrick, again, coordinated through Georgetown, because that's where this church is being. And Georgetown has a full commercial kitchen and all that good stuff, whereas this church is very, very limited. They have no water, and they're just basically handing out food.
Roger that, Harry. We were just wanting to make sure everything was going where it needed to go.
Well, I think that's as best we do. Like I say, just check with Georgetown because this guy's been in communication with them also. That's who he's working through.
Roger that. Like I said, we're going to take somebody out there later today and get them set up to where we can have communication into the area.
You're welcome to use the 9-1 repeater, but I don't think it's going to get back down into where you're at. Again, where I'm sitting right now, I'm running 20 watts off of a mag mount. Without a better antenna, it might work better. And again, this is an office park, no power, no water, so I don't think anybody's going to fuss, but I guess just be prepared.
But I appreciate you letting us know more information about the area. That was one of the questions we had.
So basically, things are coming back. I filled my car up with gas and got my generator one can filled up this morning. Grocery stores are somewhat limited, both in being open and having stuff. We have 4 water distribution points, which I can tell you about that when I get home if you're interested. And they're handing out MREs or stuff like that. The frustration level is kind of creeping up.
So, Harry, I appreciate you going out there and checking all that stuff for me and bringing that information back in here. And it's good to know that they've got in contact with Georgetown, and we can supply Georgetown with the supplies they need. KO4HKX.
That's the best route, Patrick. KC4EZ in, and I'll step out of the loop unless you holler back at me.
KO4HKX. Standing by.
4EZ in, clear.
4HKX, KF4. different handy-talky. Don't have a whole lot of battery stuff going on, but still out of power down here in southern Greenville County at the house. There's some lines down, coming down 25. The hot spot has got gas. I think they probably must be running on generator down there because they got the doors open. But anyway, that's one place of people in this part of the county that can get gasoline. Y'all have a good day and hang in there. KO4NXY.
KO4HKX. David, before you go, can you give me a little bit more specific location so that we can put that down where you're at in the hot spot?
Hot spot, I would say, is right at not far from 76 and 25 intersection. There's a BP station down that way, too, but it didn't have power last time I went by it. I guess that. Yeah, intersection of Highway 25 and 76 is where the hot spot is. You know, that does have gasoline and. You know, and stuff inside that people can buy.
Do you know if they're cash or card only?
It's a card. I used my card a little earlier to get some gasoline for the generator. I had to go inside to pay for some reason the readers aren't working on the gas pumps.
Thank you, David, for bringing that information in here. Appreciate it. You and Miss Marie stay safe down there. KO4HKX, standing by. Tom, did you get that?
4ATP, copied based on the intersection. I'm assuming that's in North Carolina, is that correct?
No, that is South Carolina.
4ATP, can you repeat the intersection? It was a little broken for me.
Roger that. It is intersection of Highway 76 and 25. It's down in southern Greenville County, down toward Honeya Path.
All right, gotcha. I know where that is now. I was looking at further up north, and I thought it was 25-176. So 25-76, southern Greenville. Thank you.
Roger that, Tom. KO4XKX, standing by.
Patrick, W4SOE.
Go ahead, Sean.
Johnny Allison from the Blue Ridge Club. They have a couple spare repeaters. Do you think there's a use for them up there? They can also run them in simplex mode and basically just, you know, get an antenna up higher, maybe on that tower behind you or steeple or something like that. And do you think that would be useful?
What about the licensing for that?
Repeater is just a radio, right? And if it's operated at the Blue Ridge Club, I'm assuming it would use their call sign. Those are just logistical details I think we can work out. But they can also run it in simplex mode, which means it just becomes another radio at your disposal. And if we can get an antenna up high on a tower, on a steeple, they've got enough feed line to do that, then that's an option, right? It's going to give you wider coverage. Even for simplex, for your remotes.
I don't know at this time. Let me think about that one a minute and see what we can work out there, Sean. I do appreciate that. I do know we have some hard line up here at our disposal, but I don't know if they have anybody to go up on the tower.
Nope. That's certainly a detail to work out. And I'm going to call Johnny here on the phone and shore up some more details. But that is an option. Also, you are busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. You need help. Johnny suggested getting with David Watson last through DJW. I can't remember his call sign right now. And see if we can loop in some net control operators from down here to lighten the load on you, right? And then just send the pertinent information up to you so you don't have to man that radio constantly. You're going to burn out.
Yeah, roger that. I've got help here with me right in the studio right now.
Hammy radio operators that can run that and lighten the load on you at this moment.
Yes, I have two of them on site if I need them. One of them is sitting here eating his lunch, and the other one's down volunteering somewhere else.
Well, that's an option, and they can do that from down here at their QTH, right? So kind of like we've been doing informally, so that's a resource that's available to you should the need arise. And I'll have more information on your two operators that are coming up from Anderson soon.
And Leroy will be here before long, too.
I have no Leroy, K5WLL, W4SOE. I have passed off your number to that lady. She should be texting or calling you at some point.
5WLL, roger that. So we just came into Transylvania County on the airport road, so we should be at Patrick's location shortly.
Close. You got a little bit, but you're getting close.
Patrick, I'll update you as I can get more information. W4SOE.
Roger that, Sean. And Leroy, you're getting close, but you got a little bit to go.
He's running this route from AutoZone, and I know I'm a little ways out from Brevard, so I usually come in from the opposite way on 64, so I appreciate it. I kind of remember where the church is at. If I recall right, it'll be on the right-hand side coming from Brevard.
You are correct. It's at the old Penrose Elementary School.
Would you copy that?
You're coming in a direction you'll still be able to talk to me on that side. You won't lose a repeater completely.
We just passed Turkey Creek Baptist.
Close. Just keep coming. Like I said, when you get to the Walmart there, you're going to make a left at that light, the one at the Pisgah Forest entrance.
The light at Walmart.
Make sure you're going to come to a light, and then you want to go to the second light in front of the Walmart. There's a Pizza Hut, shopping center, Citgo gas station, and the it used to be an Eckers, but it's some kind of medical center now.
Passing 64 now.
You're not passing 64 if you just crossed Turkey Pen.
It's on the left-hand side of me now.
You went too far. You're going on into Bavard. You went too far. You needed to turn it to light behind you.
Copy that. Swinging around.
Is the low? Can you get to that Lowe's?
Around now. I'm coming back with the Lowe's on the right now.
You're going to cross the bridge, and you're going to veer to the right. That is Highway 64.
I was thinking Walmart was a little bit further up. I didn't see the Walmart.
Yeah, it's easy to miss because it's back here in the hole.
Well, we're at the traffic light, and we'll be turning here in just a second.
Roger that. Be careful coming in there. There's usually a gas line there.
How far is it down on 64?
Come again?
How many miles are we looking?
4 or 5.
Okay.
Be on your right as you come in there, and they're going to direct you around the church because they got food trucks up front, and they're taking delivery of semi-products up there.
Miles and we'll go around to the back. I'll let you know when we get there.
It's not far, so don't worry about it. You can't miss it. There's a lit sign out there that says WGCR. I mean, you can't miss it. The highway patrol is out there directing traffic.
K5WLL.
Standing by, KL4HK.
Yes, T-Mobile and monitoring.
KXK5WLL, we're getting ready to turn in, looks like.
Go ahead, Leroy, one more time.
We're getting ready to turn into Anchor Baptist.
Roger that. They are all going to direct you where they need you to go. They'll take care of you from there, okay? Stand by.
The PSC radio is set.
Radio is working.
The radio check.
again, over.
Yeah, this is Whiskey Bravo 2, Papa Sierra Bravo, Mobile in Hendersonville, over.
Yo, 4 LAO, I'm over here in Cleveland on Ridge Drive delivering meals. You're a little scratchy, but otherwise you're good.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for the come by. I just wanted to be sure I'm getting out in case anybody needs anything. WB2 PSP, I'll be listening, monitoring on the side.
LAO, N4ZLK. KO4LAO, go. So where is Ridge Drive in Cleveland? 11. It's a long, windy road. It'd be hard to describe it, but it's up on one of the ridge lines up here off of Highway 11. And it looks like a tornado came through up here. Down power lines, trees tore up everywhere. So I live out that way in Cleveland, too. Thanks for what you're doing. Be careful. N4ZLK. Monitoring.
Hey, a tornado did come through here. It's quite the mess everywhere you go.
W4ATP. HKX, this is W4ATP.
HKX, KA5WLL.
KO4HKX. Go ahead, Leroy.
Cutting C. So, where would be the best way to get to you when we get done?
I will actually walk down to you here in just a minute.
Copy that, KA5WLL.
W4, Tom, you still on free?
This is W4ATP, go ahead.
I'm going to step away from the radio for a little bit, and I'm going to leave WB9AYD, Mr. Gary here. He's going to handle traffic, if you can just back him up on that.
ATP, roger.
All right, and I'll have my Haney with me so y'all can reach me, but I'm going to take a break. KO4HK, standing by.